In August 1485, King Richard III arrived in Leicester at the head of a large army. He spent the night here before riding to camp near Market Bosworth to prepare for battle. Many gathered to cheer him off, including Brother Michael, a Franciscan monk from Greyfriars.
It was the day before the battle that I first set eyes on King Richard. He sat well upon his great white horse, with his lords Norfolk and Surrey at his side. He looked every bit the king, and I was glad that I was at the bridge to see him go. It is said that Richard had spent a worrisome night. Perhaps he did, but showed little sign of it that I could see. His head was up, and his eyes were clear, and he joked with his lords, and he smiled. He smiled at the crowds as he crossed the bridge. I whispered God's blessing after him and went to prayers.
It's thought that Richard rode confidently to battle that day. He had his most loyal supporters around him, and his army numbered many thousands of men. He wasn't to know of the fate that awaited him at Bosworth Field.
The grim-faced, grimy soldiers of the turncoat Lord Stanley passed me as I waited near the bridge the other eve. Though many gathered to see Richard's body, none cheered. None cheered that I heard. I am no stranger to death, yet I gasped to see him, pale and naked as the day he came into this world. His grievous wounds and his hair matted with blood. 'Tis not every day you see a dead and dishonoured king. I returned to the friary greatly affected and found Vespers a great comfort.
It is thought that Richard's battered body was laid out for public view in the Church of St Mary of the Annunciation in the Newark. 2 days later, it was then taken for burial at Greyfriars Priory.